We live in a world dependent on the Global Positioning System, or GPS. It powers our navigation systems, smartphone apps, and lets us here at WFDD sync perfectly with NPR programs like All Things Considered. Roger Easton was one of the key scientists who invented the systems that make GPS work. A few years ago, his son Richard began writing a book about his father's work. Around the same time, Kernersville writer Eric Fraser's curiosity about GPS was piqued when his daughter bought a unit and stopped calling him for directions. The two men joined forces and recently published GPS Declassified, From Smart Bombs to Smartphones. Fraser dropped by the studio while Easton joined us by phone to discuss the prevalence of GPS in our lives.
Almost everyone is aware now that GPS may be in car navigation systems. They see, can we use your location in a smartphone? What most people probably fail to realize is that the timing element of GPS is universal now because of clock synchronization and because the world is so based on cloud computing and the internet. GPS timing is used for power distribution, bank ATM machines, stock transactions, just about anything where precise timing is needed. They rely on the atomic clock accuracy of GPS.
Well, let's just briefly go back to the beginning. This was kind of born along with the space race, but there was a competition between America and Russia, but there was also a competition between the Air Force and the Navy for who would actually get to launch something like this.
Richard,
yes,
do you want to take
that one? My father co-wrote the proposal in 1955 that the Navy, ultimately, Naval Research Lab, won over Wernher von Braun and the Army the right to launch the first satellite. And he designed the space tracking system, Minitrack, that was used to track Sputnik, Explorer, and Vanguard. One thing I learned in doing the research was the importance of space tracking in leading people to devise satellite-based navigation systems such as GPS. Researchers at Johns Hopkins tracked Sputnik and later came up with the idea for Transit, the first space-based navigation system. A gentleman at General Electric, Roy Anderson, devised a similar system for NASA in the 1960s. And my dad devised two space tracking systems, Minitrack and then the Naval Space Surveillance System. With space tracking systems, you're using ground stations to track satellites. And these individuals just realized they could reverse the problem. They could use satellites to give the positions of receivers. And it's when you look at the history, you realize, not completely independently, but three different people or groups used that approach. They tracked Sputnik, and then later they came up with systems such as Transit and then GPS to give the positions of receivers.
Well, Richard, did your dad ever have any idea that GPS or what he was working on could ever have that kind of civilian use?
They knew from the very beginning that there would be civilian uses. Transit soon was used by surveyors and yachtsmen in particular, but they had no idea how pervasive it would become. And even if they had had an idea, the bean counters wouldn't have believed it. So it was kind of irrelevant. At that time, only the Pentagon was willing to fund GPS. So civilian applications, while important, were not useful in terms of getting the system started.
Well, now, because it's so pervasive, Eric, what would happen if we didn't have GPS today?
An industry group hired a consultant to do a study of GPS and its impact on the economy. And it concluded that GPS contributed somewhere between $68 billion and $120 billion or so dollars to the economy per year, and that a complete disruption of GPS signals could shave like $96 billion off of the economy, which at that time was about 0.7% of GDP. You know, people thinking of GPS in terms of whether they may have used it, you know, in their car, on their phone, to find something on a particular day. They think, oh, maybe I use GPS you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks. I'm not a big user of it, but in the aggregate, it has a tremendous usage and importance and is now a vital part of the nation's infrastructure that must be maintained by the U.S. government in an era of sequestration.
Kernersville writer Eric Fraser and Richard Easton recently released GPS Declassified, a very readable book about a very technical topic. This Sunday, Eric Fraser will hold a discussion and book signing at Weathervane Winery in Welcome. For more information, visit our website, wfdd.org.